An Aberdeen man convicted of stabbing his former girlfriend to death is asking for a new trial. The South Dakota Supreme Court heard oral arguments on Tuesday, October 3rd. John Eric Heminger says the state should not have been allowed to present evidence taken without a search warrant. And he says the state unnecessarily introduced 26 autopsy photos, which inflamed the jury. South Dakota Public Broadcasting's Victoria Wicks reports.
On January 6, 2015, Jessica Goble was stabbed to death in her Aberdeen home. Soon afterward, her former boyfriend, John Heminger, went to the emergency room with a cut on his hand and said he'd been stabbed by the victim's new boyfriend. Heminger was eventually convicted of first-degree murder. Aberdeen attorney Bill Gertis represents Heminger. He says no search warrant was ever obtained for officers to collect evidence at the ER or at the home of Heminger's friend who consented to the search. Gertis says officers gave Heminger the impression he had no choice, that they were acting routinely.
Detective Gross says, I just want to get a swab because we collect everybody's DNA from everybody basically when we have something like this. No question, no consent. He was told he's taking the DNA.
The state says consent is an exception to the requirement for a search warrant, and Heminger gave his consent at the hospital. Assistant Attorney General Patricia Archer says investigators' interactions with Heminger were recorded.
They ask him, mind if I look at your phone? Go ahead. He nods, points at the phone that's there on the counter, tells him, oh, hey, it's got a passcode. I've got to put that in for you. He's actively assisting them to look at inside the texts.
She says Heminger also had no problem with officers taking his clothing and a swab for DNA. Heminger later gave the state notice that he withdrew any consent he might have given and demanded the return or disposal of evidence. Gerda says after the question arose during a motions hearing, Fifth Circuit Judge Scott Myron suspended the proceeding to give prosecutors time to get a seizure warrant from a magistrate.
The seizure warrant was used to circumvent the question of consent, while that question was before Judge Myron.
Gerda says the magistrate was not told that there was a motion pending on the issue. Supreme Court justices will release an opinion at a later date. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Victoria Wicks.